If you wait until 6 months or up until the end of the year to tell me, you know what, maybe you killed it some days you didn't, I will never know when exactly I killed it and when I didn't, and I will not know what areas I'm supposed to improve or not. So continuous feedback is way better than annual reviews. So supervisors and leaders and managers, I hope you're listening. Research also shows that appraisal systems that focus on development and new competencies, growth-oriented targets, are perceived as more positive and supportive than those emphasizing only results or rigid behavior standards. This signals to employees that organization values growth and learning. Right? So once again, research also shows that appraisal systems that focus on development and new competencies, aka growth-oriented targets, are perceived as more positive and supportive than those that emphasizing only results or rigid behavior standards. Okay, so most of the times when you are, you know, looking at appraisals and the likes, you need to look at the, you know, the future competence of this person and the development of that particular employee or individual, rather than the results that they bring out. How have they behaved from the 1st of January to June? Maybe. Rather than what have they bring to the table from January to June. You understand? Now, all of these, of course, they vary depending on the context and the situation at hand. But generally, it is way better to take such an approach than the latter. Once again, this is what we call the HR hotline, unfiltered, and we get to speak about the many different issues that we face in our workspaces that sometimes we overlook. Sometimes they don't even see us wrong, but they do affect us mentally, emotionally, and also the work environment as well. Now remember, if you are somebody that has experienced any of what we talk about on the HR hotline, you can always give us a call on 0977-977-860 to share your story, or you can always send us a voice note on WhatsApp on the number 0977-977-860. We need to share our stories and experiences so that we can create better working conditions and conducive environments for any kind of work. And that can only happen if we address some of these issues and expose them. Because some people do not even know. Okay? Sometimes wa boss wa kutukwana, wa boss wa shout. Yona monga wa boss wa nkonda. Wafuna nipunzire nchito. But no, there is a better way that your boss can actually teach you development and for you to be more competent in your job. Okay? It shouldn't result in insults and, you know, shouting. So this is why we speak about this thing, so we can, you know, rewire that mindset that when a boss is insulting you and scolding at you, then they are teaching you. Sometimes they are not. They are just being a bad person, you know. But that is what we had today on the HR hotline. We were looking at performance management issues. Issues like unfair appraisals, shifting goalposts, and also punitive feedback instead of coaching. Thank you so much to each one of you for listening and for always coming through to 977. My name is Tron Jabulani. The time is 18:03. I do have to say my goodbyes right now, but I'm always right here from 15 up until 18 hours. Come back again tomorrow as we say TGIF and getting ready for the weekend. Have a beautiful evening. Bye-bye. Hit a drive.
Buck Thursday on the City Drive.
Don't let it drown in a noisy world. Because in the end, no man, woman, or algorithm knows what's right for you. Always trust your inner voice.
Speak.
Three.
Fast.
Two. Lusaka Radio, the originators of today's modern radio.
Am I original?
Even other radio stations are locked on.
Everything you need, you better rock your body now. Everybody, yeah. Rock your body. Yeah.
The boy is mine.
The boy is mine.